Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 419. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you, and I also appreciate today's question from Mary. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, helping you manage your business finances in terms of your income, your expenses, and also your invoicing. They are serving over 3 million other small businesses. They've helped me. They can help you as well. And you can check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Mary.
Hi, Pat. My name is Mary, and I just first want to thank you for all of the amazing business content that you put out there for all of us. I mean, it's just so amazing to see, you know, what I say, like normal people putting themselves out there and making an awesome income and life for themselves and their family. So thank you for that. I have two businesses actually, but they're merged into one. My husband and I have a screen printing business, which we print custom apparel for businesses and fundraisers, among other things. And then I also have a fitness line on Etsy. It's, fitprojectapparel.etsy.com, which has been kind of my baby and it has been growing pretty fast, which I'm grateful for. My question for you is, I'm 3 weeks into working for myself and I love it. However, I'm in between kind of two extremes that I keep reading about in any personal development book or audio. It's kind of that extreme of hustle, 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 you know, work hard, wake up early, work, you know, 20 hours a day if you have to, and, you know, embrace the hustle. And at the other end of the spectrum, it's like that 4-hour work week that, you know, delegate, have a really great work-life balance and have that freedom. I know it depends on every business, but, you know, what I'm understanding is that, and I know you embrace, you know, that passive income, which I do too. But in the beginning, when you're starting your business and you're still creating those systems and everything, can that 4-hour work week mentality hold true for you? Or do you believe that in the beginning, it's all about kind of, you know, that work very, very hard so that in the future, you can kind of sit back and relax and kind of have a better work-life balance? I would love your input on this as I am, you know, a couple months actually away from, really considering, you know, starting a family. And, you know, it's important for me to really get this understanding in check before I even begin to start thinking about a family. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate your response if I get one. Thank you.
Hey, Mary, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it, and I think a lot of other people do too, because they hear both sides of the spectrum as well. There's the Gary Vaynerchuk hustle, no sleep, you know, get what you need done, stop watching Lost, do it all the time, and forget everything else, nothing else matters. And then there's the sort of Tim Ferriss side of things, which is funny because both Gary V and Tim Ferriss are two of my favorite authors. I've talked to them both, and I love them both. And so I feel like maybe I do sit in the middle of them. But Tim's on the other end with the 4-hour work week and delegating and just making sure that you're designing your lifestyle the way that you want it to be. But can you do that in the beginning? Well, that's the big question. Now, I will dispel this myth of the 4-hour work week. There is no that. I mean, I've had 4-hour work weeks before, but it can't be like that all the time. And I do, quote, hustle, though that term is totally overused. But I do put a lot of work in at certain times when the work needs to be put in. But there have been times where I've worked 0 hours per week because I've planned ahead and I can take these what Tim calls mini retirements, and I've worked so hard that I can take and reap the benefits later. And that's kind of the way that I see it. Now, in terms of what the best place to be is, it's really, like you said, it depends. It depends on the business. It depends on you and what you're comfortable with. I know a lot of people who hustle all the time because that's in their blood. That's in their genes, and they could not even do a 4-hour work week, so they choose not to. I also know a lot of people who couldn't hustle as much as Gary Vee or some of these other people do. So they work hard on the delegation and the 4-hour work week side of things. So it's going to depend on you. But I will say that I also want to talk about this difference between working hard and hustling and working smart. I also think a part of hustle that a lot of people don't talk about is actually the planning part of it and executing productivity and being smart. That's what the smart and smart passive income is. It's actually, you know, utilizing your time in the best way possible, but not necessarily working 100 hours, because you could work 100 hours a week and still get nothing done, right? Or you can work 2 hours in a week, but those could be the most massive 2 hours in the world that can get and change everything. So where's this balance? Well, in the first beginning stages of a business, like the very, very first stages, you're going to have to put in a lot of work. You will have to sweat. You will have to put in a lot of work. Now, you will also have to plan, and you should plan ahead for the future as well. When you get to a point where you start to generate some income, then you can make some decisions in terms of whether or not you want to delegate things. And, you know, if you're going to start a family, you're going to want to think about those things much sooner. Because I will say I'm very blessed that this passive income stuff, the idea of being able to spend time with my family, the idea of being able to manage my time and actually control my time. Like, I get to control when I want to work, and I get to control my results. That's a cool thing. That there is a direct correlation between the amount you serve your audience and how well you do that, and the rewards that come your way as well, and the more time that you have to be flexible and potentially take time off if you create your business in that way. You know, you also have to think about the business model that you're creating too. Are you building a business where you, for example, would have to consult and be, you know, one-on-one with people 5 times a week because you consult 5 times a week, you do coaching. Well, if you were to stop, then you don't make any more money. Or do you have online courses and people come to your website, they buy your course and it's all automatic, it's all drip fed to them and you don't have to do anything except market? Well, then it's on the other end of the spectrum. So again, there's a lot of things at play here. And I'm really curious to hear what everybody else thinks as well, because I think this definition of hustle and work and what's right and what's not, and, you know, it's not, you know, 12 hours a week when you're first, it's not like that, or it's not like you should be putting 60 hours a week. I don't believe in the hours per week. I believe in what you do to serve your audience, and the amount of work that is needed to do that will vary. And again, the smart planning ahead of time will help you. Especially when you start to generate some income, you can then, unlike I did, hand things off sooner. Hopefully you'd be smarter than I in doing that, because, for example, with the Smart Passive Income podcast, it took me 4 years to finally figure out the benefit of actually having somebody else edit that show for me, to a point where now I just record and I put it on Dropbox and I'm done. Everything else is taken care of, and I've saved 5 to 7 hours per week, and that has been massive for me. And now I'm hustling because I'm utilizing and delegating work, but I'm also not spending 5 to 7 hours a week doing that and focusing that time on my children, my relationship with my wife, and building more things, writing books in the morning now. So that's other, you know, again, this is a tough question, Mary, because I can't, you know, and I love taking tough questions like this because I can't define it for you. But I hopefully have talked about this enough here in just kind of the stream of consciousness that I'm talking about, have helped you at least figure out, A, that, you know, even I struggle with determining what the answer is. So don't feel like you have to find out what the answer is. It's going to take some balance. It's going to take some time, just like with with the podcast and with your blog and with your business, it's going to take a while for you to find your voice and find that rhythm. But I think, you know, you and your husband should talk about this and have conversations and figure out, okay, what is that needs to be done and how many hours needs to be spent doing those things. But also, what can we do to plan ahead? And I think if this idea of the family that's coming, you're going to want to make sure that you set up your business in a way that it's going to work to serve you instead of the other way around mostly, although it might not be like that at first. And so when would things need to be turned on? How long would it take? And what would that business model look like at that point? Would you start with coaching and all this stuff and then move over to a more online course-based model? Now, you had talked about your fitness apparel, which is really cool, and I think it's pretty cool that it kind of cross-pollinates with your other business as well. Now, are there any other things that go along with that? Is there an event? Maybe there's an event that happens that you do and plan once a year that can take care of most of the money for you for the year that you need, but then everything else just kind of works automatically in the background, and then you just spend all year planning this event. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. But again, I'd love to hear what everybody else thinks. You can use the hashtag AskPat419 on Twitter, hashtag AskPat419, so we can continue to discuss this. I think it's really interesting. And Mary, again, thank you for bringing this up. So embrace the hustle, but the hustle doesn't mean hard work. It means be smart. And there are going to be moments in your journey where you're going to be where you will be working late, you will be sacrificing sleep, but I also would know and plan in your schedule when you're going to be taking those breaks and those, quote, mini retirements. And you know, one thing that's been beneficial for me, I said that weird, beneficial. One thing that's been very beneficial for me this year in terms of planning when the late night hustles happen, when the breaks and vacations happen, has been actually to take out a calendar. I bought this calendar at this really cool, what do you call it? Stationery store, I guess you could say. And it's a year-long calendar. It rolls out. It's quite large, but I have enough room in every single date of the year to mark what is happening. And I don't mark what I'm going to do every day. I mark, okay, these are the weeks that I'm going to be taking off. These are the weeks that I'm going to be focusing hard on the book that I'm writing. These are the weeks that I'm doing this. Here's the date that my son starts school. So I could see all these things happening and when. And then I can kind of gauge based off that, okay, this is when the hustle's going to need to happen because there's a launch that's going to happen. But then let's make sure to kind of round that off by having a nice little vacation or some downtime here where we make sure that we only work 2 hours a day at this point. So then you can be able to kind of create that rhythm and actually see from a bird's eye perspective your year-long calendar and when things are going to happen and when things shouldn't be happening. So Mary, I hope that helps you. Again, just kind of talking based off of my own experience here. And again, congratulations on working for yourself, on your business, you and your husband's business. And I wish you all the best of luck. And for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. I think it's really cool when a lot of people who have received their Ask Pat t-shirts put a picture of themselves wearing the shirt on Twitter. So if you'd like to do that, that'd be awesome, Mary. And apparently it's very comfortable too. I think mine is, but it's cool to hear other people think it is as well. And we're going to send it to you free. Because your question has been featured here on the show. So for those of you who have a question and you potentially want a shirt and to get your question talked about and answered here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for us, all of us, to manage our business finances. They connect automatically with a lot of different software and shopping carts out there as well, and they make it super easy for you to organize things and make things just so stress-free, especially come tax season. And they also have an award-winning mobile app, too. I don't know if you knew that. But go ahead and check them out. You can try it for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. I'm going to finish the week off in this episode with a quote from Swami Sarvananda. She said, "Put your heart, mind, intellect, and soul, even to your smallest acts. This is the secret of success." Thanks so much for listening, and I appreciate you guys. Take care. Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then.
So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.